BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, I get paranoia about my Christmas tree. I finally get to pardon something just like Obama did. Greg's on Real or No Real, and Chris is having his annual Christmas shopping stress.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, oh, BBC Radio 1.
Right, you can tell it's really nearly here when Santa does all the jingles. Hello, it's Scott here. How you doing? Pogues and Customer Call coming up. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, I've been saying for ages now that I was going to bring in this this present. It's kind of for both of us, really. And I actually brought it in.
I never believe in presents that when someone says, yeah, well, it's kind of for both of us, it's like, no, it's for you then. You want it, so your excuse is you're going to give it to me as a present, but ultimately this is for you. It's one of those gifts.
It has to involve you. Right, here it is.
It's a fun game.
It's a Christmas
jumper. Oh, I thought it was a rug.
It's a Christmas jumper with two head holes. So, come on, come round. So we both put it on, and it's like we're twins. And that's your head hole. On.
Okay.
And then, I mean, obviously this is great on the radio, but we'll put pictures on social in a minute. Don't worry about it. Say, ow, two head holes there.
Okay, so this is one of those awful couple gifts.
Yeah. So we can always be together. So you've got one, so you can put your left arm through there, and I can put my right arm through here, and it's like we're one person
okay,
now.
So it's one mass.
Two heads.
The obvious benefits to this will be that, I take it then, any event that you go to, I get in. It sort of turns us into one person.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be getting into the Brits next year.
That's awesome.
Obviously, we have to wear it till February.
I see the benefits. What? Okay. Is this a couple's gift?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, what a terrible thing to do if you were an actual couple.
And also, what about like if I need to go to the loo because I can feel that maybe I might need to soon?
Well, let's keep it on whole show then. Let's see how we get on with this.
You're going to have to be right next to me for the whole show.
Yes.
No. How does it feel around this side? Yeah,
actually, good? Right now, this seems like a laugh.
Feel good, yeah?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Catherine says, I'm so keen for you to wear this twosie for the whole show. It's a twosie, not a onesie, because there's two heads, one jumper.
It's, it's a funny bonding experience, this, for me.
I just tried to reach to get something out of my bag. That was awkward for you, wasn't it?
I know. The problem is, it's more...
Oh, whiplash.
What this jumper does is it forces you to really work together through situations.
It really does. I mean, we're very close right now. I'm a bit hot as well, are you?
Yeah, well, Christmas jumpers are sort of sweaty and that at the best of times, but it's... we're both in together. Also, the problem is as well, because it has... like an arm on one side and an arm on the other side, it means there's two hands just wandering in the middle underneath the jumper.
Yes,
which is a problem.
Yes. Okay, can we take it off now?
Go on.
This
then.
Is not
I was up for doing this the whole show.
Not for the whole show. Maybe
realistic.
On Christmas Eve or something.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So tomorrow on the show, I'm so excited about this, we've got Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, two absolute legends on this show. Will Ferrell has played Innuendo Bingo before, and Mark has been in for a chat. We've never had them in together. The reason they're in together is they've got this new film called Daddy's Home, which you've seen.
It's so good.
It's like silly slapstick, perfect for this time of year.
Yeah, if you saw the other guys, they play very similar characters to that. It's that same kind of dynamic. It's so good. Like, they're the best.
I know.
Together, because they're very different. So I think together... amazing.
And Will Ferrell, I just have to look at his face and I laugh. He's just got funny bones. So they're on tomorrow, and that'll be at 1:40. And I can't quite believe that we're allowed to do this, but do you remember a few weeks back we played a game, which was a new game on our show, called the Playground Insults game?
Yeah.
Where we just back and forth at each other, silly, kind of childish insults. Now imagine two of... the world's kind of funniest people on camera, people that have to improvise all the time, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, doing that game, improvising as they go. It's going to be brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was sat down last night watching a bit of The Apprentice, the final.
Yes.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet, so no plot spoilers. Is that allowed with the final?
Yeah, of course. That's fine. I'll respect that. Tomorrow might be a different story.
Mm.
For someone that says they're a fan of The Apprentice, every time if I ask you if you've seen it this season, you say no.
Well, two things with that. One, don't call it season. And two, some of us like to watch it on the iPlayer, Scott.
But you don't ever seem to have seen it.
It's true. I do I do find myself having to catch up on like three or four episodes at once.
Okay.
I also like the idea of being a fan of The Apprentice more than I do actually being a fan of The Apprentice.
Yeah.
It feels to me everyone's talking about The Apprentice, so I feel obliged to say that I'm a big fan of it.
And to get annoyed when you see them through the glass in Greg's studio and then realise he's been fired.
Yeah.
So you get annoyed about that, but don't actually watch the show.
I don't watch it as much as probably I make out I do.
Anyway, I was watching it last night, and it was the first time since I put it up that I've really looked at my tree, my Christmas tree.
Right.
And it's not as good as I thought it was.
I had a small moment of that the other day, actually, looking at the tree, and I spent a good amount of time decorating it. Mm. And for some reason or another, it just doesn't have that X factor,
no.
That Xmas factor.
Mine is massively disappointed.
In what sense?
It's annoyingly thin, and it kind of bears slightly to the right.
Right, and that annoys you, because I take it you want a perfectly straight tree.
I do. And I've not... The thing is, I've not really seen anyone else's to compare, but I feel that mine is disappointing.
I know what you mean, actually, because when you see Christmas trees in magazines, I think because of the commercialisation of Christmas, everyone is after the perfect Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And in magazines, they're always airbrushed to look absolutely perfectly round baubles, just glistening in the light. And just looking, do you know what I mean? Just perfect. It's the tree that everyone wants.
That's true.
It's not attainable.
No, it's not. I've also seen some films, and they're absolutely perfect in them. Like, they're big, they're symmetrical. Baubles just the right size, not too big, not too small.
Yeah.
And it can make you feel inadequate at Christmas time, I think.
I don't think you're the exception here, though, Scott. I think if you talk to anyone, they would have similar concerns about their trees.
Really, though?
You just get paranoid about your own one because you invest a lot of time in it.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
I want to be proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. But I look at, as I say, I look at my tree and I see things about it that I don't particularly like.
But do you think this is a bigger problem than I think it is?
I think you'll find a lot of people were the same. Okay. I'm almost willing to bet if you asked 10 people on the street what they thought of their Christmas tree, they'd probably be saying the same stuff as you.
Okay. I'd actually quite like to chat to some listeners about this to kind of put my mind at rest.
Okay.
Shall we do that in a minute?
We can do,
see what other people's are like.
You'll see what I mean.
Okay, wait there. The Scott Mills Daily. So I was looking at my Christmas tree last night, I was just saying to Chris, and not really looked at it since I put it up properly. Quite disappointing, really.
Mm.
I feel inadequate. It's annoyingly thin and bears off slightly to the right. Now, I don't know whether this is just me. I was starting to think that it is.
Mm.
So we're going to talk to some normal listeners now, just to hopefully put my mind at rest a bit.
It is an interesting thing, this, because obviously we get a lot of celebrities passing through Radio 1, and I think people would look at them and assume they're bound to have perfect trees.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's realistic. I don't think that's an easy thing to achieve.
Like, what do you think Justin Bieber's is like? Actually, I've seen it on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm sure I saw that.
I've seen it.
But generally, people look towards celebrities thinking they're going to have they've got money to spend on it.
And that might not always be the case.
No. Yeah, people would assume there's, you know, staff members that can
look after it
and stuff like that. And it just, I think for the average person, it's quite hard to
get it to that level.
To get that kind of tree.
Okay.
So I think it'd be nice to break down that myth.
Sure. I'm well up for that, because I'm starting to feel a little bit like, you know, I'm not important enough.
I think you'll feel more reassured if you find that everyone's in a similar situation.
Okay, well, let's find out. Line one, who's this, please?
Hi, it's David from Darlington.
David from Darlington, what's yours like?
Well, it's far too big. I tried to push it into the door, it just got stuck. I mean, I just kept pushing and pushing, and it just wasn't going in.
So you're saying yours is too big?
Yeah, it just wouldn't go through the door, Scott.
See, I'm not sure that you can have too big.
You see what? I think you can.
Well, if you can't get it through the door, Scott, you're too big,
actually,
aren't
that's going to become a problem, isn't it?
But then I couldn't get it up either.
What do you mean?
Why?
It's just too big, Scott. Like, the roof was in the way.
Did you not think of employing the services of a friend to help?
I could have done. He could have given it a push in the right direction.
Exactly. Yeah. Where's the tree now?
It's just up in my living room.
Right, okay.
Do Do you feel you have had to sort of fold the top over?
Yeah, I've had to do, just because it's that big. It's far too big.
Well, mine's quite the opposite.
Oh, is it, Scott?
It's just thin, yeah. All right, well, good to speak to you, David.
Thanks very much.
No one likes a bragger, though, do they?
Try not to.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Line two, who's this?
Hi, it's Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, you all right?
Hi.
What's yours like, please?
It's quite big. It's very bushy on the bottom and quite sparse on the top.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a special train that goes around the bottom as well.
There's a what?
A special train, like a choo-choo train.
Why is there a train?
I don't know, it's really cute.
That's quite jazzy.
Okay.
Yeah, very jazzy.
And does the train, do you think, distract people from the bushiness at the top?
Possibly. I think that's why we've got it, so that it looks more even, balances it out.
Sure. And does it get admirers?
Oh, yeah, loads of them.
And it's in your house?
Yeah, it's in the front room, so everyone who walks past can see.
So you're quite happy with yours?
I am, I made up with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's good. You need to have that confidence, Scott.
I do, actually. All right, thanks, Vicky. Thanks for your help.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This isn't really helping me at the moment.
No?
Hello, line three.
Hi, Scott, how's it going?
Hi, who's that?
It's Ross from Glasgow.
Hey, Ross, tell me, what's it like?
To be honest, I struggled to get up, Scott.
Right. In what way?
It was too big. I needed to employ the help of two more people just to help me get up.
Two people?
Two people plus me.
See, another person that's like saying it's too big.
Mm.
Where is it now?
It's finally up in the living room. I have to admit, it's a real treat. So, you know, it does have a little bit of a smell.
You kind of get used to the smell after a while, though, I suppose.
You do, yeah. I mean, it could be worse.
Do other people notice the smell when they get near it?
A few people have screwed up their faces, but no one said anything about it.
That's strange, though, because I would have thought it'd be quite a pleasant smell.
Each to their own.
Is it drooping or is it still up?
It's still up. It's still up. The top droops a little bit, just at the tip. But...
Yeah, mine started to droop as well. Annoying. All right, good. Thanks for your help there, Ross.
No worries.
Ugh, they're all like, mine's too big, mine's too big.
There's a lot of braggers, yeah.
No, I don't like it. Let's take one more call, I think. Hello, line four.
Hi, I've got Yarit.
Arit, where are you from, please?
I'm from Sunderland.
And what's your name?
My name's Faye.
Faye, put my mind at rest. What's yours?
Well,
like?
Hang on, I was going to say, Scott, now we've heard Faye's voice, do you want to have a guess at what her Christmas tree looks like? We do it the other way round.
I mean, I've got an image of what I think it looks like in my head, but I'd rather let Faye describe it for herself.
Fine.
Crack on, Faye.
Okay, well, it's very bushy at the base. It's tragically thin in the middle, and the tip's about to snap off.
Oh, when did you get it?
Last week.
Why is it about to snap off? Is it currently growing? Like.
No, it was. It's very thin, and it couldn't hold the star up, so it's sort of hanging on quite limply.
Right. Mm. I imagine yours is very aesthetically pleasing, though, Faye.
It is.
Like,
yes,
a good looking one.
It is, yeah. It's covered in angel hair as well, which makes it a lot nicer.
Why have you got hair on your tree?
It's angel hair.
What's
it's
that?
Like, it's like sparkly, like silver hair that you throw all over and it gets everywhere.
Ooh, jazzy.
Yeah, it's nice.
But you're happy with it?
I'm happy with it, yes. I'm very happy with it.
Do you look at other people's and think, I prefer that?
Definitely not.
Right.
No, I'm very proud
that's
of our tree.
All right, well, thanks for that, Faye.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
None of these have helped me at all.
End of the day, Scott, you've got a bit of money. Maybe you need to invest slightly more in, you know, get some people over, get it good seeing to.
How long have I got? 3 days?
Yeah.
Three days before my mum sees it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Get it sorted. The
Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Cameron.
Hi, Cameron, it's Scott. Are you right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
It feels right to say that now, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
How can I help you?
So you've been playing a lot of Christmas songs, but there's one I've been waiting for and you've not played it yet. I'm kind of really wanting to hear it.
We have played a lot of Christmas songs, yeah. We've played Mariah, we've played Wham.
We've played loads, we've played even the rubbish ones.
What do you mean, what rubbish ones?
What was that one the other day? Was it Ariana Grande's Christmas song?
Okay,
we've played,
I quite like it.
We've played all the Christmas songs by now. There's a couple that don't get played until Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah. But like the Britney Spears one will only be on Christmas Day.
You say that Grimmy played it this morning.
Oh, did he?
I was listening. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, I missed that. I've heard that in so many shops, you know. What one are you talking about, Cameron?
It's the one you did. So, Perfect Christmas Single.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Because I listened to it on YouTube the other day, and a bit of a banger.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's got better over the years. It's aging well.
See, is it, what, 3 or 4 years old now?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. 3, I think.
Do you think it stood the test of time?
I think it's got better with things.
Mm. That was the aim with that song. Actually, what happens is every year, the plan was for that song to get slightly better. So that in, say, 20, 30 years' time, it's an all-time classic.
Yeah.
But I reckon what we need to do with it, it's proper cheesy, but it's a good song. I think what we need to do is convince a big pop star to cover it next year. That's the plan. I'm talking a Katy Perry.
That's a great idea.
Because the song's ready to go. It's just we need, if it was a decent, I think, female pop star, this song would be huge.
I like it the way it is, don't get me wrong. But maybe if like a real big famous covered it, it would give it an even better lease of life.
I think we'd then see the song go boom.
Who are you thinking? Swiftie, Katy Perry?
I've got Katy Perry in mind
for
it.
I think it would suit.
I'd rather Katy Perry than Swiftie myself.
Why is that?
I just think it'd suit her better.
Well, I'm ready to press play on it. I've got it here, Cameron. Are you ready?
Yes!
Yes! Can I ask you, what's your favourite lyric of the song?
Franken sensational.
Yeah, that is good.
Good word.
I know.
Yeah.
I do think this is a good song. And do you know what? We'll get loads of texts from people who are probably hearing it for the first time going, oh, it's really cheesy. But you've just got to enjoy it for that. Just think Disney.
It's Christmas this week, people. We've got to get involved. Cameron, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Here it is.
I saw your status change. Your life's been rearranged. It must be really strange to be on your own now.
You have no messages.
Because Santa Claus is coming. Seems like everybody's getting something except you. Because you're, like I said, on your own now. But you got a choice. You don't have to be lonely this Christmas. You can simply have a wonderful time. Forget the silent nights, turn on the Christmas lights. You're gonna be alright on your own. The stars shining bright, set the sky alight. Oh, holy night, you're prankin' sensational. You'll be the perfect Christmas single.
You've got free reindeer. Not a free reindeer. But your reign is free. The deer belong to Santa. So don't hide away. Though baby, it's cold outside.
Great.
Huckster
Rhymes there as well on the old Dizzy Rascal bit.
Big ups.
Someone says that sounds like Chris singing. It was.
There was a line in that, and then also we were heavily auto-tuned in the chorus there.
Don't say that.
And in the middle.
You can't even tell.
BBC Radio. Ho, ho, ho. One.
I mean, my bit wasn't auto-tuned at all, as you could hear. It's cheesy, but it's good. I think you're right as well. Get Katy Perry on board. Boom. There it goes again.
Honestly, that song with Katy Perry's vocals, just imagine how good that would be.
Maybe next year. Right, so Christmas Day on Radio 1 is big. I'm on breakfast from 6:30. It's just all Christmas songs. Like, baubles deep in Christmas, every single song. Then, at 10... Greg is counting down to the UK's official Christmas number one. Because the chart is now on a Friday, You will find out who takes the top spot in the most massive chart of the year on actual Christmas Day. So the official Christmas chart with Greg James from 10. And then some of our favourite celebs and pop stars are taking over and hosting their own show. So One Direction are on at 1 o'clock with their own show. 2 p.m. is Demi Lovato. 3 p.m. is Troye Sivan. 4 o'clock is Little Mix. 5 o'clock is Maisie Williams. 6 p.m. The Vamps. And then from 7 to round off Christmas Day, we are back and reliving Ibiza, rewinding more of our Ibiza 20th year celebrations from 7 p.m, including amazing DJ sets from Calvin Harris, Disclosure, Duke DeMont, and Pete Tong and Annie Mac back to back. That is your Christmas Day, our biggest lineup ever for Christmas Day on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Ricky in Accrington says the music app that rhymes with Wazam brings up a totally different song when you do it on the perfect Christmas single, Our Track.
That's not saying that we've robbed that song for somewhere else. It's not like...
Absolutely
a song
not.
That sounds like, 'cause trust me, nothing sounds like that.
No, nothing. And that's probably a good thing.
Like, part of the reason why that song's so good is it is a mess.
It's not a mess. It's very well produced. Do you not think?
It's a bit like the Macklemore song.
No, it's not.
Like, it's a bit jazzy.
Are you talking about our song or Fleur East?
Yeah, our song.
Oh, no.
Are you talking about Fleur?
No, no, I was talking about our song.
Oh, right.
But I think that it's good harmonies.
Yeah.
It's not a mess. That Macklemore song is a mess. Sam Plowing says, this is the only Christmas song that matters. I don't care what anyone else says. Shout out to all the young farmers. I don't know why it comes up different on Wazam. Belinda in Belfast says, forgot how much I love that song. And then obviously there are a few, what is this invading my eardrums? I feel sick, etc. Get them every year. Merry Christmas to you too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh yeah, what's good people?
BBC Radio 1.
How's that Christmas shopping coming along, Chris Stark?
Not great.
I knew it.
Thinking of going tonight to do it all.
Do you need me to help at all? Or will
actually,
I just be a problem for
no,
you?
No, do you know what? Actually, there is something you can help with, but I think I need to ask you about it off air because I'm not sure if it's something I can say on the radio.
Okay.
I don't know what the deal is with buying underwear. Let's have a discussion.
Oh, sure. Okay, I can help with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, if you are off work now, there's a lot of people that are, including my ex-flatmate. Do you remember him?
Yeah, of course. She's taken him.
She took him, yeah. And married now, of course, live in their own house away from me. But he's gone Christmas shopping today, my flatmate, but is now on his third drink at a hotel near here. So I'm saying that shopping probably won't happen now.
So they make an event of it. They do it as a couple, do they? They do.
But like I said, on their third drink now, and just texted me saying, might sack off the shopping, to be honest.
It does seem daunting. When you're nice and relaxed, the idea of shopping is long.
Are you on for tonight then? I'll come with.
I don't know.
What's wrong?
So
you've got 4 days, mate.
I know, which makes me think I could leave it another day or two,
no,
couldn't
don't
I?
Do
but
that.
But I'm one of those people that I've worked out in life. What you need to do is just do things. Rather than putting things off, you just need to do things.
Right.
Now. And that's where I go wrong. I just keep going, I'll deal with it tomorrow, I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Regular listeners to this show will know that you have been saying for weeks now, oh, there's still plenty of time for that, but now there actually isn't. So underwear shopping, talk to me. What do you want to know?
All right, we're
I know
doing
what
this
girls
now,
want.
Are we?
I know what girls want.
Fine, and that's what I'm saying. Is like, if you're up for it, what I'm willing to
what
do
like
is send you into the shop.
Why? What, on my own?
Yeah, I don't need to be. Well, no, what I'll do is I'll stand around. I'll be feigning interest in something else in the shop. Right? You go in. And because you know how to talk about this in a very comfortable and confident way.
What are you worried about? What are you worried about saying to the shop assistant?
I just don't understand how you can engage people in conversation about underwear. I don't know how best to go about it.
I think shopping for your girlfriend's underwear with me is completely normal.
But is it okay to outsource it to you? That's what I'm saying. Like, is this...
Do you want me to just go and do it for you?
Honestly, yes.
Okay.
And then I assume you have to have a discussion about sizes and all sorts like that. Like,
well, I'll need to know that, yes.
I don't know what the etiquette is in that situation.
Well, they don't try them on for you.
But they do, though, don't they?
No, they don't. They don't. That's, you're getting confused with wedding dresses. That's what they try on.
Right.
They don't try on underwear in the shop. Because that would almost be cheating.
But that's my next question. Where's the line drawn? Because... You know,
no, they don't try it on for you. You just go in and you pick it. Not red, though.
Here's the other thing. I haven't got my girlfriend's mum's
No, we're not getting
either.
That. We're not.
No, I just kind of think if you're going in anyway.
True. I mean, it's the same shop.
Why don't you just crack on? As far as I'm concerned, as long as there's presents under the tree, it's job done.
Girlfriend's mum underwear is a no.
No, I know it sounds weird, mate, but
I'm not going there.
But as long as I haven't bought it, really, it doesn't feel to me a line's been crossed. I don't know. Some guys are happy to go in and buy underwear. The thought of it stresses me out.
Okay, well, I'll come with you later and you can just look at the other stuff in the background and I'll deal with it for you.
This is why the internet's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Well, maybe you should have done that before, but it's too late now. That's what friends are for, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. I will do this as my present to you.
I know, and I will appreciate it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I'm going to play a Christmas song could be a real moment right now on Radio 1. I don't think I've ever played it before. And that's weird because I've played all the songs ever on Radio 1.
Right.
I mean, there's probably not many I haven't played in the time that I've been here at this fabulous establishment.
Well, this is a shock then. So why haven't you played this?
I don't know. But I would like us to all kind of relax and just chill for a minute if you're working at the moment and just enjoy this.
Sorry, just a quick one. Heads up on this song.
If the car windows are down, you might want to close them.
No, I disagree. I also think this is a great song. If you are with someone that you might fancy, this is a great... it's like a wonderful moment to have together. Now's a good time.
This is happening. Stick with me. Yes.
We're walking. Sky. The people far below are sleeping as we fly.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I would quite like our singing teacher, Felicity, to teach you that one.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Because you wouldn't be able to get up there. You wouldn't.
No.
Do you know what that needs? Big Nasty on it. And it would be complete.
Has anyone tried to do a sort of more modern version of the snowman? Has it been done?
No, but someone just come up with a great idea. Who is it? They said, imagine if it was not animation, the snowman, right?
Yeah.
Let's say it was a stage version. And who could play the little boy? Matt Edmondson.
Oh, that's a great show.
Isn't that a fantastic idea?
I can imagine that as well, him there in his little cardigan.
Absolutely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Scott Mills here. Snake Hips, All My Friends is coming up, and also Five Softs with Jet Black Heart. Hey, did you see the Bear Grylls in the Wild thing last night with Barack Obama?
I missed it.
What great television. I wanted him to do a bit more, though. Because with some of the celebs he's had on there, he really pushes them. But I'm aware that they can't really have Obama sleeping overnight in a zebra carcass. Apparently he was there about 4 hours.
Mm.
And obviously there was no overnight stay, like 50 people there, snipers in the mountains, but it was still fascinating.
It wasn't one of the most dangerous ones.
It was. It was basically...
He had a salmon fillet, didn't he, at one point?
Yeah, I mean, he hardly touched it. And apparently there was some White House taster that went in before and was like, I'm not sure about this.
He's got someone to lick a salmon before him. Yeah. I suppose you have to at that level, don't you?
But he definitely has a taster, of course, before anything, I think. Just to check that it's not, you know, bad. It was fascinating television, though, even though they basically did just go for a walk. Especially when Obama tried to take a selfie. You need to watch this.
Oh, definitely going to watch it.
No idea how to do it. He's like, no, I haven't got a smartphone. But I was like, well, how many... Like, phones were on before you were president, so you must have known how to use one then. Maybe he's just forgotten it's been such a long time. And then he asked one of his people for the passcode. Like, what's the passcode? And it took him ages to do a selfie. But he's really charming. I really liked him. I just thought it was really good. Watch it when you can.
Talking of animals, whatever happened to you pardoning a turkey? I mean, that was what you were going to... Weren't you going to try and be Obama at one point?
Yes. Well, since I saw the president pardon a turkey outside the White House a couple of weeks ago, apparently they do this every year. It's a thing the president has to do. They have to just go, you're pardoned. I have wanted to do this myself.
Why are you so obsessed with pardoning a turkey? It's really strange. You keep telling... texting me and calling me about it. Like, can we pardon a turkey on the show?
It's like, it's just something I really want to do. You know, like, I get weird things in my head and you're like, that's not even funny. That's where I'm at with that.
But sometimes I have an idea of something that we can do on the show and you kind of suggest that it's rubbish and we don't do it. Now, I don't understand where you're coming from, really, with this pardoning turkey.
Imagine me looking a turkey in the eye and going, "You're safe." That would be funny.
But anyway, then what?
So I know I haven't arranged it before you asked because I'm not organised. But I have. Do you remember last year we called this place called the Turkey Hotline?
Yeah, right.
Now I have found this leaflet which I had knocking around from last year. I found it in my house today, so I was like, we could call them and do it.
Fine.
So I've got the number here.
But the Turkey Hotline, if I remember right, the Turkey Hotline is for advice on how to clean your turkey and stuff like that,
cook it.
It's not like one of those phone lines where there's turkeys on the other end of it, sort of gobbling away.
They must have turkeys there. I'm going to call them anyway and ask them if they can do it for me now. Because then
this is happening. So
I don't even have to meet a turkey. Then I could just do it on the phone.
And then this will be this idea over.
I'm on.
Good afternoon, British Turkey.
Hello.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes. I am hoping to pardon a turkey this Christmas.
To pardon a turkey?
Yes.
All right,
I want to do my own ceremony.
Okay. How are you going to go about that?
Well, I thought you might be able to tell me.
I can tell you how to cook your turkey, but I can't tell you about pardoning, I'm afraid.
I don't want to cook it. Have you got a turkey there I could maybe pardon?
I haven't, no. I'm afraid we haven't got any yet.
You're the turkey hotline, but you don't have turkeys around you?
No, we just tell people how to cook them and give them lots of advice on how to cook them best.
Oh, I thought they'd all be around you like...
No, I think they're probably a bit too late to pardon most of the turkeys, I would think.
Well, I'll be honest with you, right? I've seen the president do it, and I'm keen to do my own version.
I think you're probably a bit late. I think they probably they've probably all gone already.
Oh, just one though.
Well, you might be able to find one if you phone a farm or something, but we definitely haven't got any here, I'm afraid.
I just want to look it in the face and say, I pardon you.
I'm sure, if you find a local farm, they might be able to help you. But we can just tell you how to cook it. So if you change your mind about pardoning and want to cook one, then you can give us a call.
Is there anything else that you've got there maybe at the moment that I could pardon?
No, nothing at all at the moment, I'm afraid.
It's just, I'm not bothered what it is. I just want to pardon something. It's just been in my head for a while since I saw Obama do it. Can I pardon you?
You can pardon me if you like.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Ready? What's your name?
Jane.
I've actually got a bit of the script that Obama used. Am I all right to do this with you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, right, here we go. This is the official ceremony. Ready?
Okay.
It is hard to believe that this is my first year of pardoning a turkey woman. Turkey woman. Time flies, even if turkeys don't. I'm going to publicly thank Chris... for once again standing here with me today. He does this solely because it makes me feel good, not because he actually thinks this is something I should be doing. I'm very grateful. And Jane is now a free bird.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. Thanks, that makes me feel a lot better.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for calling. Have a good Christmas.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Okay, so it's not the strongest thing we've done, looking back on it now.
Just pardoned a lady on Radio 1.
Turkey hotline bling.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
That does remind me of watching Home Alone last night, even though slightly... Well, I've never really realised it before, but Macaulay Culkin, obviously dead young then, but he has got a slightly Spanish accent. And now you've watched the film, that's all you'll be able to hear.
I watched it last night as well.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously you can watch it any time, but I just like it when it's on telly.
It's nice to watch it as a class.
Yeah.
Remember at school we used to watch a Christmas film, it's nice to watch it with your mates.
And a lovely cheese pizza just for me.
Two things I noticed last night. quite weird that the policeman's there in the first minute of the film.
I agree.
It's completely unexplained. I only just thought of it last night.
Yeah.
Like, who let him in? Yeah. Why is he standing there?
Why is he there?
And then gets annoyed.
But is he just calling in on a noise complaint? Well, I can't remember what his story was.
Well, no, he's one of the wet bandits.
Yeah.
Isn't
was he?
Yeah, in the opening scene.
You're right.
But he's just there.
He's just there, that's
weird. One of the first people you see is like, oh, there's a policeman in there. I wonder what he's up to.
Also, the price of the pizza does change.
What do you mean?
Like, the original quote is $100-something.
You're such a nerd. You're such a nerd.
Also, the old man Marley, you know, who comes back at the end and hits him over the head with a shovel.
Obsessed.
Yeah, ledge.
Looks like Jeremy Corbyn.
Yes, he does.
A little bit Gandalf as well.
So much Home Alone knowledge.
That was Jeremy Corbyn before, you know, the Labour Party.
So have you've got Christmas chart update today?
I have. 5:30 today. It's the official Christmas chart update, and it's a really good indicator of what's going to be Christmas number one. By the way, which I'm going to be announcing live on Christmas Day from 10 till 1. Okay?
Okay, cool, yeah. So I'm on 6:30 till 10 with Christmas tunes, Ahoy, and then the official Christmas number one reveal with Greg from 10 o'clock. I'll see you on Christmas morning then.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 10 a.m. till 11. We're going to do all the Christmas number ones since 2000.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then from 11 till 1, it'll be the Christmas chart and announcing the number one just before 1 o'clock.
Love it. Let's play today's Real or No Real.
Half the world away singer Aurora carries Star Wars-themed chopsticks with her at all times.
Okay, that's a bit weird. But is that real or no real today, people?
What do you reckon, Greg?
What we're saying is this is just, you know, just in case she needs some food and there's not provided.
I don't carry chopsticks around with me just in case, because that suggests you're going to have a surprise Chinese meal at some point, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it just suggests that. Always be prepared.
I was at a Christmas lunch yesterday with some friends, and there was a guy there I didn't know very well who'd bought his own antlers. Now, you know, like the ones you get from crackers and that, like the silly things you put on your head. Bought his own. Now, who thinks, right, I'm going to a Christmas do, the antlers that they have there won't be good enough, so I'm actually going to bring my own from home.
But why would you assume there would be antlers anyway?
Well, I know.
Is that what you always do?
Well, a lot of people do, don't they?
I will come to lunch, but can I just check, will there be antlers provided?
Why would you bring your own from home? That's weird.
You can't assume that people are going to provide you with antlers at a meal. I went to the Watford game at the weekend. I bought my own Christmas hat.
Scott.
I
want to stick up for this guy, because if you were bringing your own cracker, that's weird, because you'd assume crackers were available.
Or your own food.
But your own antlers.
No, he's pre-planned so much. He's like, okay, I'm going to a Christmas do. I don't know whether there'll be headgear, so I'm going to pack my own. That's weird.
Is he related to you? Do you think he feels a bit silly? Like, he's there just leaving the house. He's like, what have I forgotten?
Well, there were far better quality antlers than any of us had on.
Why were you all wearing antlers? That's not even a thing.
Yeah. Because someone there just thought, oh, well, let's put antlers on our head. It's Christmas.
If he brought his own tree, definitely weird. But I think the antlers
just
are fine.
I thought it was a bit odd.
Why did you have antlers? Guy so much.
Did you do it?
I don't hate him. I just thought, like, why would you bring your own? Anyway, did I have one? I had loads of things on my head.
You strike me as the kind of person that would have those jingly balls on your head. You know, the silver ones, like bells.
That happened. I had a hat with Bar Humbug on at some point.
You're so wacky.
Comedy glasses. The full wacky Radio 1 DJ experience.
Spinning bow tie.
Spinny bow tie was on. Anyway, so does Aurora off of Half the World Away carry Star Wars themed chopsticks with her at all times?
Well, yes, why not?
Why would you do that?
You can buy Star Wars anything, literally anything. So I think this is real.
Everyone needs a thing. Real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. Some of the team discovered this when they went to see her play live. Apparently she uses them when she's eating sushi, but does carry them with her at all times, because that's not weird.
On stage.
Yes.
He's conducting the crowd with them.
And next.
Rapper Stormzy was so determined to watch this weekend's Soccer AM that he took to Twitter to find a fan's house where he could watch it.
That's great.
Sofa surfing. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So, what channel's Soccer AM on?
Sky One.
Oh, he hasn't got Sky then.
And Sky Sports.
Is that what it is? He hasn't got Sky, so he needs to borrow someone else's.
Yeah.
Go on someone's house.
Looks like it, yeah. So, such a fan of Soccer AM, he's like, right, well, I need to find a fan with Sky.
I wonder if his music was being used in a montage or something. Because there must have been an extra special reason for him to watch it.
Odd, this, isn't it? Because to be a fan, it would suggest you watch every week, which means he must be doing this random knocking on people's doors every week. Which is an odd way to be a fan of something, isn't it? When you've got to put so much work into viewing it.
Surely there's somewhere else he could have gone. Why is he just not series link it? What's going on?
But he ain't got it, has he?
You do talk about this a lot where people will put on Twitter, it's a lazy way of getting an answer to something, yeah. Right? Or solving a solution.
Or maybe he's just after free satellite television.
Maybe. I quite like the idea that he's taken to Twitter to even do that, even to watch TV.
Or maybe he just doesn't want a massive dish on his house. Hey!
Your dish, didn't that get installed by Chipmunk or something? What's the story there? Something like that.
It was Chipmunk's brother, actually.
That's it. Chipmunk's brother?
Yeah, because I told him to say C's up. When he came around.
That's amazing.
He fixed it. He didn't actually install. Thank you. So did Stormzy watch Soccer AM at a fan's house?
No, I think this is no real.
I think real.
That one is real.
Yes. So he tweeted asking if someone could record it on Saturday morning and then later turned up at fans Sam and George's house to watch the episode. That's brilliant.
Great.
And finally, on today's Real or No Real.
All 18 of this year's apprentice candidates were left-handed.
That's an incredible fact. Incredible. Well, Greg, you've shaken hands of all of them.
I have shaken hands with all of
them. Every single one of them.
And all the shakes were right-handed.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh.
So awkward when you go for a left-hand shake.
But I...
When was the last time you did a left-hand shake?
But I'm a left-hander. Yeah. But I shake with my right.
Yeah, because if you put out your left hand, people will be, oh, how do you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't stop me because I'm a left-handed. I will always go right. And I don't, like, do knife and fork around the other way either.
What hand's your fork in?
Left.
Right, okay.
What about your chopsticks?
Left and right.
Left and right.
Left and right.
You're doing two hands. Scott Mills is there with his chopsticks. Prodding away at his Kung Pao chicken.
Lol.
Left and right.
Yep. So, are they all left-handed, the Wallies of The Apprentice?
Have you enjoyed meeting them this series?
I have, actually, yeah. It's really fun. We had the finalist is on today. The winner is on today.
The winner,
am I allowed to say the winner's name now?
No.
Spoiler
alert.
Is
it a plot spoiler saying there is a winner? I think you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, there's definitely a winner. Anyway, the winner's on the show at 4:40 today.
4:40, okay. And I'm
not a loser.
Anytime now, we'll see them through the glass, and Chris will be like, ooh.
Yeah, we don't have the loser.
Is that the only one you don't meet then, the whole series? The one who loses
it is
in the
actually.
Final? That is harsh, isn't it? You get all the way to the final, losing the final, you don't even get to meet Greg.
I mean, I think they're probably more annoyed at missing out on £250,000. Mm. But second to that, meeting me. And also Tiny Lord Sugar, who's really rinsed all the contestants this year,
really
which I've really enjoyed.
But are they all left-handed? Every single one of them, all 18 of this year's apprentice candidates?
No way. This is nonsense.
Oh, maybe they just went for left-handers this year.
The chances of that, no way.
I'm going to go real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Made up, but yes, the winner is on with Greg at 4:40 this afternoon at the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 20, Greg got 20.
Yes.
Draw.
Anything else on today?
Yes, we've got a North Star caller every day this week at 5:10.
Very good. Okay, Greg James from 4.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Cecilia by Foo Fighters on BBC Radio 1. What was that, please?
I was like mouthing along to the song and sort of did Face of Fish.
Right, when I could hear it.
I know, sorry.
Like that, wasn't it?
I got a lot on my mind.
Yeah, well, let's get out of here. Let's go and buy some knickers for your girlfriend.
Shall we do it tomorrow?
Yeah, okay.
Shall we do it tomorrow?
Do you want it tomorrow?
Let's leave it to tomorrow.
Well, you are really pushing it, matey.
Let's leave it to tomorrow. Tomorrow's matey? A new day. Yeah. We'll deal with it then.
All right, so you don't want me to come tonight with you?
No, we'll do it tomorrow.
But we won't, though, and then it's going to be Christmas. Come on, just a little trip to the knicker shop. Come on.
Yeah, that I'm all undecided about as well. Anyway.
Anyway, tomorrow's show is big because we've got Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, two big in the game actors, and we've got a little interview because they've got this new film called Daddy's Home. Not only that, but we are going to be playing the Playground Insults game with them. So imagine, they're sat in a dark room with a spotlight on either of them. It's intense. They're staring each other out, and they've got to, like, throw childish insults at one another, like we did on the show a few weeks back. If you want to see a little preview of it, because obviously we had a camera on it, go to the Radio 1 Twitter or Facebook right now and you can see a little taster of what you'll get tomorrow when Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell are on the show at 1:40. Greg's next. Tomorrow is a massive show. Join us from 1 because we have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg on at 1:40.